education, entertainment. It's Edutainment with the Data Doctors on News Radio 620 KTAR.
Well, here's hoping that you guys all rocked your Thanksgiving meal. And, of course, we have this whole weekend now, right?
Yes, leftovers.
Yes.
Lots of leftovers.
Yes, and they keep coming.
Leftovers are good.
Good and good for you. The show, however, is not leftovers.
No,
right? This
no,
is
no,
all
no.
fresh stuff
yes.
here. And if you're fresh new to the internet, you may not be aware that there's a resource for virtually anything and everything you might possibly want to do this holiday season, from shopping to meals to decorations to communications. How about looking for that special place to have have the whole family meet somewhere in the world, in the Caribbean or something, for Christmas? There's tons and tons of holiday rentals out there. I mean, it's just, you name it. Anything you can think of, you type it into your search engine and you got it. So we've put some resources together to try to give you some place to start. But before we get into anything more of that, we were in the middle of our review with Adam, the 13-year-old whiz kid from Glendale, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you're in the Peoria school system, and they have lots of computers. I think we've established
oh,
that.
Yeah.
All right. All right. So you're talking today about a program called Photoshop that anybody that's been around computers has probably at least seen it. So tell me, what's Photoshop all about and why the average person out there might want to consider getting it?
Well, Adobe Photoshop, it's just for editing images, editing and creating new and other images. It's got a lot of tools for making new things. I mean, it's got a lot of different styles and effects and stuff. And it's also got a lot of ways that you can touch up old photographs.
So if you have, let's give an example here. If you have some old black and white photographs, which we all have access to,
mm-hmm.
some of them have like creases in them and wrinkles, and
right.
they're kind of messed up, scratched up. You can scan those into your computer, provided you have a scanner.
Right.
And then a program like Photoshop will allow you to actually fill in those scratches.
Yeah.
So you can like sample the colors around the scratch and fill in the scratch, and it makes it kind of retouches it, huh?
Right. And it can also do things with color photos, like, you know, red eye reduction and little things like that. And
cool stuff.
Yeah.
Now, there's multiple versions of Photoshop, yes?
Yes, so I've heard. I actually found out the version I have is now outdated. I just looked on the Adobe website yesterday, and now they've come out with a new version. Who would have guessed?
Yeah, always.
Yeah. Well, there's actually several levels. Go ahead.
Well, I have Adobe Photoshop 7, which is like the second to the latest version, because they just came out with the whole creativity suite versions of everything,
mm-hmm.
Like Photoshop CS, which is technically, it would be equivalent to Photoshop 8, and then they have versions of Illustrator, which are new, and Go Live and Image Ready and other Adobe products like that.
Yeah, what people may want to do is, if you're just a casual digital photographer and you just need tools to be able to do something beyond what came with the camera, because the cameras generally have very basic cropping, resizing, some
yeah.
red eye, that type of thing. But for instance, there was a time in the past where a family member was trying to sell their real estate, and we took a picture, and the picture had a bunch of yucky stuff around it, and we were able to take Photoshop and make the blue sky bluer and bring it further down so that some
right.
of the junk from the neighbor's yard didn't show up in the picture, and you know, you can mm-hmm. you can really do some cool things like that.
Yeah.
There's the Photoshop Elements program,
yeah.
which is a kind of a Reader's Digest condensed version of
right.
Photoshop. Photoshop's really pretty expensive and pretty hardcore for the average user.
Yeah.
But these smaller, and now they have this Photoshop Album 2.0 Starter Edition that's free, you can download. So if you're, actually you can download trial versions of just about anything Adobe makes, right?
Yeah, I think you can get a 30-day trial of pretty much all their products.
Exactly. So if you just go to adobe.com, you can go to the product section. There's also a free downloads, or what they call a trialware, I think, or tryouts. They call it tryouts. Yeah, so if you click on products and then click on tryouts, everything Adobe makes that generally that they charge for, you can try it out before you buy it.
Right.
And it is definitely the premier photo editing program, I suppose.
Yeah, and there's a program from Adobe called Premiere.
Yeah.
Right, right. Now, Premiere is going to be more for video and
that's
that type
video
of thing.
Stuff.
Yeah.
I actually have access to that as well, and it's pretty cool.
Okay, my man, I appreciate it. We're going to have to go to here. It's the bottom of the hour. That's Adam, our kid from Glendale that always fills in and gives us these little these little reviews
tidbits
and things. Yeah, it gives us opportunities. It's the Computer Corner. Ken, David, and Mikel will be back after this news break with the digital dominatrix, Gail Bass.